Blog Talk Radio.
I went to a Catholic elementary school from first to the eighth grade. And when I finished the sixth grade, I was getting ready to go to junior high school, which is what seventh grade was. Seventh, eighth, and ninth grade was junior high school. But I wanted to go to a public junior high school. And I asked my mother if I could go to a public junior high school because
a dark of the blue. Don't let us hang around this town and let what others say come true. We're just good for nothing, they all figure. A boy should grown up shiftless chitter. Now we can't hardly stand for that, or is that really where it's at? We people who are darker than blue, we got no time for segregating. Let's talk about brown and yellow too. How yellow girl, can't you tell? You're just the surface of our dark deep well. If your mind could really see, you'd know your color same as me. Pardon me, brother, as you stand in your glory. I know you won't mind if I tell the whole story.
Thank you.
But there's the joker in the street, loving one brother and killing the other. When the time comes and we are really free, there'll be no brothers left, you see. We people who are dark of the blue, don't let us hang around this town and let what others say come true. We're just good for nothing, they all forget. A boy strung up shiftless chitter. Now we can't hardly stand for that, or is that really where it's at? Pardon me, brother, as you stand in your glory. Whole story. Pardon me, brother, I know we've come a long, long way, but let us not be so satisfied, for tomorrow can be an even brighter day.
I went to a Catholic elementary school, but I wanted to go to a public junior high school. So I asked my mother if I could go to a public school, and she said she would sign me up for Orville Wright Junior High School. And I had some interesting people in my class, and then they added another guy to my class that came in late. And I said, what is your name? And he said, you heard of Tina Turner? You heard of Ike Turner? I'm the second son. But I'm Craig. That's right. I'm Craig Turner. And I said, okay. And I told everybody in my group, oh, he's going to be a problem.
Hello, Bubba. Yes, it's your friendly phone fanatic again. Oh, yeah, I'm loaded with verbal rap ability, baby. You know you inspire me to poetry. So listen while I recite naughty nothing that'll wet your eardrums. Can I make sweet love to you, baby? What I'd like to do would be good to you. And if you hang up on me now, I'll be through. I guess you'd call me an obscene phone call. I'm not a storyteller, though, baby. I'd rather be with you meet to meet. Sort of physical love-like, Baba. Oh, you're the sweetest fantasy I know. You. Excuse me if I seem obscene to you. If I can get your love, then what's the telephone bill?
the telephone, dear.
Oh, baby, why don't you just hang on? No, not that, baby. I want to be real with you. Let me just breathe in your ear hole, baby. Don't fake me out. Let's see if I can hit that note again. I love you, baby.
I went to a Catholic elementary school, but I wanted to go to a public junior high school. So I asked my mother if I could go to a public school, and she said she would sign me up for Orville Wright Junior High School. And I had some interesting people in my class. And then they added another guy to my class that came in late. And I said, what is your name? And he said, you heard of Tina Turner? You heard of Ike Turner? I'm the second son. But I'm Craig. That's right. I'm Craig Turner. And I said, okay. And I told everybody in my group, oh, he's going to be a problem. I went to a Catholic elementary school, but I wanted to go to a public junior high school. So I asked my mother if I could go to a public school, and she said she would sign me up for Orville Wright Junior High School. And I had some interesting people in my class. And then they added another guy to my class that came in late. And I said, what is your name? And he said, you heard of Tina Turner? You heard of Ike Turner? I'm the second son. But I'm Craig. That's right. I'm Craig Turner. And I said, okay. And I told everybody in my group, oh, he's going to be a problem.
Maybe we ought to
I went to a Catholic elementary school, but I wanted to go to a public junior high school. So I asked my mother if I could go to a public school, and she said she would sign me up for Orville Wright Junior High School. And I had some interesting people in my class. And then they added another guy to my class that came in late. And I said, what is your name? And he said, you heard of Tina Turner? You heard of Ike Turner? I'm the second son. But I'm Craig. That's right. I'm Craig Turner. And I said, okay. And I told everybody in my group, oh, he's going to be a problem.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
Hey, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents, so everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Thursday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Stories. Well, I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and I want to talk sports. Let's talk NBA basketball. Let's talk G Money Sports Report.
All right, G-Money, you ready to hear about the games from Tuesday and yesterday?
Yeah, sure. Let's talk about the games. Let's talk about the Eastern Conference first. Let's talk about the Boston Celtics playing the Philadelphia 76ers.
All right. Well, yesterday, the Boston Celtics beat the Philadelphia 76ers 121-87. And so that makes the series tied at 1-1.
Okay. They beat them pretty good. I'm surprised. Were they playing in Boston or playing in Philadelphia?
They were playing in Boston.
Oh, okay. So Boston had a home field advantage for the win. All right. And what about the New York Knicks playing
The Miami Heat.
The New York Knicks beat the Miami Heat on Tuesday, 111-105, and so that series is now also tied at 1-1.
Okay. All right. Let's go to the Western Conference and tell me what's going on between the Denver Nuggets and the Phoenix Suns.
Well, the Denver Nuggets and the Phoenix Suns play tomorrow, but the Denver Nuggets lead that series 2-0.
No. Okay. Well, they look like they're trying to run away with the series. All right. And what about our world famous Los Angeles Lakers playing the Golden State Warriors?
The Lakers beat the Golden State Warriors 117-112 on Tuesday, 2 days ago. And so they're ahead of that series 1-0, and they play game number 2 tonight.
Okay. Where are they playing tonight? Are they playing in Los Angeles or they're playing in Northern California?
They're playing in San Francisco tonight.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm wishing my boys, the L.A. Lakers, good luck tonight because they're going to need it. They're going to be in a hostile environment playing in San Francisco. So they're ahead of the series 1-0. So hopefully they can get a win, number 2 tonight. So that'll be all right. All right. Well, that's what the standings are for the playoffs in the NBA. All right. So let's take a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
I was in the 11th grade, and I was an athlete, but between classes, I was playing with a yo-yo. That's right. I had a yo-yo. I had a Duncan yo-yo. And my yo-yo went with me everywhere. I yo-yoed between classes. I yo-yoed at lunchtime. I yo-yoed on the way home from school. I mean, I yo-yoed all the time. And I got so good at my yo-yo, and I could do 3 tricks. I could walk the dog, and then I could rock the cradle, and then you did around the world. Yeah, I was good with my 3 tricks. I was really good with that. And I practiced every day, and I always had my yo-yo with me.
Brother Jay says, yuck. Straight from the temple of everlasting. Me, PXO, and the X here, chilling, cleaning the pinky. Hey, Brother Jay, I'm for a ride. Put the key to the ignition. And then...
Yes, blue, I come on to gold. We're immortal through the portals, through the book folds. I'm going blackless to the east, Tweedledee, Tweedledum. B5-fum to the tribal dum-dum. I'm sitting on my temple, just plucking silly mortals. Speaking peace of mind to my many sons and daughters. Getting loose, loose, as I release the juice. I'm more into the ibis, cause a simple mother goose can never hang with the words that ever cause a clamor. I'm singing raise the flag, cause I hate the spangled banner. Because you can't get with me, you label me enemy. Your comments on the mortal side are labeled as blasphemy. More than I am, puts the taste in the jam. Puts the X in the clan, and puts the brother on land. It's like that, y'all, you don't stop. because the sight of the watch is sure to shock. From the beginning, from the beginning, is it winning, is it ever? Unearthly resistance forever. You think your thief-based system is clever? It's a simplistic endeavor. I checkmate, terminate, never late. Contemplate, mind state is never fake. Hesitate to lose. No shoes ever do I kick around in boots. I simply drop a science that just speaks about the future than our nature's flavor. Lacking from the queen, our dream for the younger. When will the raver take reign? Is it a joke or something you can't cope with? Devils keep avoiding. People keep on hoping for the move and groove. Put your dead body in the soothing mood. Don't need no air, no sex, and no food. The tool is mine to use. Blackwood Row.
Ah, riding the crossroad. Brother J on the wheel. Sugar Shaft in the back with Queen Nefertiti. Yo, J, push it to the full nine. And let's move. Dude.
Day to dark, 00 and a circle's degrees. Brother one makes up a system, bring oppressors to knees. I speak a language universal, check on how I use it. Dwellers of this planet, labeled it as music. I come and I go from where the land with the milk flows. Earthbound tomorrow's where they lack, the brother will know. I'm building temples made of many dimensions. Your logic and cosmic are not an extension. The many, many gather and they say, bro, yeah. Tell me the direction of the crossroad way. Up on the downstroke valley in the middle. On through the thorns, as if you could ever figure. Nothing is balanced unless balance is a regular misplaced. Heed chaos to base. Some talk to doodle and Mr. Voodoo. I'm like the guru, your baby's doing judo. Why don't you just sit and contemplate on this? This is much more than your white boy disc or your fat gold chain. The wash on your brain, the fleas in your system. What then remains but a science that's deeper than deep? Nines are odd, harder than hard. So now the journey to God begins. From the blood to the greenness of earth. Elemental is my nature and the strength in my verse. And the zero to remain until truth is key. To release us from the shackles, Armageddon will be. It's like that, y'all. You don't stop. A Sugar Shaft in the house, you don't stop. A Brother Dave Funk and Lesson, you don't stop. A Paradise Architect, you don't stop. Professor X Overseer, you don't stop. X-Clan in the house, you don't stop. Black Watch for the Justice, you don't quit.
Ah. Listen. With a diamond in the back, a sunroof top, a ride called Pinky, and a black boot to the pedal, pushing us to the full nine. We step to you in blackness with a gangster lean. By the way, Vanguard, this is protected by the red, the black, and the green. With a key in the ignition, Sissy.
I was in the 11th grade, and I was an athlete. But between classes, I was playing with a yo-yo. That's right. I had a yo-yo. I had a Duncan yo-yo. And my yo-yo went with me everywhere. I yo-yoed between classes. I yo-yoed at lunchtime. I yo-yoed on the way home from school. I mean, I yo-yoed all the time. And I got so good at my yo-yo, and I could do three tricks. I could walk the dog, and then I could rock the cradle, and then you did around the world. Yeah, I was good with my three tricks. I was really good with that. And I practiced every day, and I always had my yo-yo with me.
This is G-Money, the Pimp Comic, and I want to invite everybody around the world to tell everybody about the radio show. Because I do sports and news. I play music in the air. I tell jokes to the listening audience. And I tell stories everywhere. I got enough material to do a three-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show. I'm Las Vegas, the entertainment promoter, and I'm telling you how it goes. But you can find me if you go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard to find my radio show. It's really not hard. You can find me if you pull up 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And we're broadcasting Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 3 to 4:30 p.m. And I want to tell everybody around the world, we need your financial support. So go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comics. That's THEPIMPCOMIC. And we appreciate your financial contributions to the project. Thank you.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
But you got to be able to generate some money with the business. And I said, well,
that when I was in college, I had a couple of roommates that were from San Francisco, and I was hanging out in San Francisco, and I went down the street walking, and these girls were waving at me and smiling at me, and I went back to my buddy's house, and I said, Ice, man, I was walking down the street from your house, and there were some girls waving at me. He said, those weren't girls waving at you. And I said, what? Are you serious? And I saw these group of girls over at the side, and they looked at us and started waving at us and saying, hey, come here. And my buddy's like, no, we're not going over there. And I'm like, why not? The girls are calling us. He said, nope, they're not all girls. And I looked. And I said, they all got dresses on. Well, a guy got up and hit a long fly ball, and the man ran to third base. And I'm like, oh, no, he's going to try to run? Oh, well, I'm ready for him. And they throw it to our shortstop. And our shortstop throws the ball, and I catch the ball. And now I'm waiting on the runner. And he's coming, and I know he's coming, and I'm ready for him, and I'm going to tag him out, and he's going to be out. And he doesn't slide. He goes to plan B, which was run me over. And he runs me over. And I tag him out, but he steps on my foot. And then I jump up and I say, ow, shit. That hurt.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. This is an internet radio station where I'm broadcasting around the world. I'm broadcasting on 7 continents, so everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to what I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Thursday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Stories. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I have a couple of jokes for you. There was a painter that had some paintings hanging in an art gallery. And he went to the gallery and was talking to the manager of the art gallery. And he asked the manager if anybody had asked about any of his paintings. And the manager said, yes, as a matter of fact, there was somebody that asked about your paintings. And he wanted to know if something happened to you, if you were to die, would your value of your paintings go up? And I told him, of course they would go up. The value of the paintings would definitely go up in value. And the painter was like, oh, really? Well, that sounds good. Do you know who he was? And the manager said, well, I don't know his name, but he said he was your doctor. Ooh, I'm G Money. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make us laugh out loud. All right. Well, there was a snail that went in to the car dealership. And he met with the dealer, and he decided he wanted to buy a red Camaro. And he wanted to have a big white racing stripe down the middle of the Camaro. And then on the doors, he wanted a giant F painted on the doors. And the dealer said, okay, well, it'll take me some time. I got to order the car, and it'll be here in about a week. And we can get the detailing done. So in about a week, I'll have your car. And the snail said, all right, I'll call back in a week. And he called back a week later, and he asked the dealer if the car had come in. And the dealer said, yes, the car has arrived. And we have the big white stripe painted down the center of the car, like you were asking. But we don't have the S painted on the doors yet. We still have to get the letter detailed on the doors. So it's going to be a couple of days before we finally get that artwork done on the doors of your car. And just for my own information, why do you want to have a big S parked, painted on the doors on your car? And the snail said, well, when I'm driving down the street in this bright red Camaro with the big racing stripe and I have the S on the doors, I want people to see my car and say, look at that S car go. S car go. Woo! Yep, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and if you didn't know, now you know. All right. There was a man walking through New York. He was walking up and down the street, and he was looking in the windows, and he walked into a restaurant and sat down at the restaurant table, and the waitress came over and asked him if she could take his order, and he said, yes, he'll have a bowl of soup. And the waitress said, is that it? He said, yes, ma'am. And she said, okay. And she took his menu and walked into the kitchen and came back with the big bowl of soup and sat it down in front of him and said, enjoy your meal. And he said, thank you. And he looked around and he said, waitress, waitress, I need your help. I have a problem. And the waitress came and she said, what is your problem? How can I help you? And he said, taste the soup. And she said, why is it too hot? Taste the soup. She said, why is it too cold? He said, taste the soup. And she said, why? It doesn't have enough vegetables in it. He said, taste the soup. And she said, why? It doesn't have enough meat in it. He said, taste the soup, please. And she said, okay, okay. And she looked around and she said, where's your spoon? And he said, aha, that be the problem. You didn't give me a spoon to eat my soup with. Woo, I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. All right, another joke. There was a family of a husband and wife that were married, and they were trying to have a baby. They were trying to get pregnant so they could start their family. And they weren't successful. They were married for 3 years, and they still couldn't get pregnant so they could have a baby and he could start his family. So they decided they were going to talk to the family priest and see if the priest could pray for them, for them to get pregnant and have a baby. So they decided that they would invite the priest over for dinner at their house. And the wife cooked a fabulous dinner, and they invited the priest over to eat dinner. And so after they had eaten dinner, then they started the conversation with the priest, if they could get him to pray for them, and if there's something that he could do to help them generate their family so that they could get pregnant and they could have a family, start on the family, because they were trying to get pregnant, and everything they did, the wife wasn't getting pregnant. So the priest said, well, I'm going on sabbatical next week, and I'm going to Rome, Italy, and I'm going to meet with the Pope. And while I'm there, I'll go into the cathedral, and I'll light a candle and pray for you that you can get pregnant and you can start your family. And the man and the wife were happy to hear that. And they said, okay, good. We'll look forward to you going to the cathedral and praying for us. And hopefully we'll be able to get pregnant and we can have a baby. And the priest went to the Vatican, and he was gone for 4 years. And then his sabbatical was over with, and he came back to the United States, and he was thinking about the family that he had prayed for, and he went by their house, and he knocked on the door, and the wife came to the door, and she was all bloated and pregnant, and he said, oh, I see, you're pregnant, and she says, yes, I'm pregnant again. And he's like, oh, well, that sounds good. And she invites him in the house. And she turns around and she tells her four boys to go outside and play because they're running around in the house. And she wanted them to go outside and run around outside and stop running in the house. So he said, oh, I see you got four boys. And you're pregnant again? Oh, that's really good. That means you're working on having your family. So I'm happy for you. I guess the prayers that I prayed for you really work. So where is your husband? I want to congratulate him on you getting pregnant. And she said, well, he's not here right now. And the priest said, oh, really? Okay, well, when will he be back? Because I want to come by and congratulate him on getting you pregnant and you having the children. And she said, well, he's been gone for 3 weeks, so I expect him back in another week or so. And the priest said, really? He's been gone for 3 weeks? Where did he go? And she said, he went to Rome, Italy, to go to the Vatican so he could go to the chapel looking for you because he wanted you to blow out that damn candle. I'm G-Money. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. Woo! All right. Last joke for this session. There were three men putting in windows on a 54-story building, and they were up on the 54th floor. And they stopped to take a lunch break, and they were sitting on the edge of the floor over the skyline of the city. And the Italian man, before he opened his lunch, he said, I hope I don't have another lasagna because I told my wife I wanted something other than lasagna to eat. And he opened his lunch, and it was lasagna. And he said, oh, no, I told my wife I didn't want any lasagna. I'm going to kill myself. And he jumps off the building and kills himself. And then the Spanish guy, he said, I hope I have something other than Mexican food because I told my wife I wanted something different. And he opens his lunch, and he has burritos and tacos. And he said, I told my wife I didn't want any Mexican food, so I'm going to kill myself. And he jumps off the building and kills himself. And then there was a Polish man, and he was like, I hope I don't have a Polish sausage. So if I do, I'm going to jump off the building and kill myself. And since all three men worked together and all three men died together, they all had their funerals together, and the wives were crying at the funeral, and the Italian wife was crying, and she was saying, I miss my husband. I can't believe he killed himself over his lunch. I told him if he wanted something different to tell me, and he should have reminded me that he wanted something different, because I would have given him something different. Oh, I miss my husband. I'm so sorry that he killed himself over his lunch. And then the Spanish lady was like, yeah, I can't believe my husband killed himself over his lunch. He said he wanted something different. I gave him something different. He said he didn't specify that he didn't want any burritos or tacos. He just said that he wanted something different, some Spanish food. So I gave him some burritos and tacos, and that was something that he hadn't had before. So I can't believe he killed himself over his lunch. And she was crying, saying she missed her husband. And then the Polish lady was crying, and she said she really missed her husband because he was bringing the check home to her, and she was paying all the bills, and he was such a good provider. He had a lot of kids, and he was a good father. He was taking good care of all the kids, and he was playing with all his kids and everything. And she just really missed her husband because he was a good husband, and she really missed him now that he was dead. And the other two wives said, well, aren't you disappointed that he killed himself over his lunch? Aren't you crying because of that? And she said, no, I didn't have nothing to do with his lunch. He fixed his own lunch. I'm G-Money, the pimp comic, and if you didn't know, now you know. All right, well, let's do a clip, a story clip, and let's play a song. Let's play a song by Mystical. I think that would be a good song to play. Let's play a song by Mystical, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
When I was 14 years old, my mama bought me a motorcycle. And my best friend, Bernard Holloway, Bernard had a 125 Honda, and his brother had a 175 Honda. So me and my boy Bernard, we would ride up and down the street all in the neighborhood and stuff, and we used to play games. We used to see who could pop the longest wheelie. Well, my boy Bernard, he was riding a four-stroke, and his gears were long. So if he rode in first gear, he could ride the whole length of the block. In fact, a couple of times, he popped a wheelie, and he came down real quick. And I was like, ooh, I can beat that. I can beat that. And I would give it a bunch of gas and pop my clutch, and my bike would jump out from under me, and I'd fall down, and the bike would bounce down the street.
Get on the floor,
so
the feeling right here.
Bang
it,
bang it.
New Year's Eve, I was rolling with the Southern California Firebirds and Camaros, and we went into the Crenshaw Shopping Center. And we parked all our cars in arrangement, and we got ready to go inside because it was almost midnight. And while we were standing outside talking, all of a sudden bullet shells started hitting the top of my car. Bing, bing. And I said, oh, no, they're shooting in L.A. And before I could think about it, I jumped inside my car. And I was like, well, if my car gets shot, it's okay because I'm in my car. But the bullets were coming down out the sky. It was raining bullets. And I was holding on to my buddy, and I was like, dude, I hope we don't get shot. Everybody around the world, G-Money presents a new project called Exercise and Entertainment. Facebook Live, and it'll start at 1:30 and end at 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I want you to listen to G-Money to exercise and improve your upper body strength and improve your health. And it's available to people of all ages, all around the world. We ask everybody around the world to support the project and go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. And we ask that you support it financially so that we can pay the bills. I greatly appreciate your financial support, and we look forward to seeing you Monday through Friday. Facebook Live. We'll talk to you then. Thank you.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Thursday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Stories. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comics, and I have a couple of jokes for you I can share with you. And they go like this. There was a man, it was a farmer, and he bought 600 acres of land. And during the daytime, he was out tilling his soil. He was planting the seeds in the ground, and he was tilling and toiling the soil, getting his farmland ready to produce crops. And at the end of the day, he would go and sit on his front porch, and he would drink some beers, and he would watch the sunset, because his front porch faced the west, and he would sit on his front porch and watch the sunset. And while he was out there sitting on his front porch one day drinking his beers, a truck drove down the highway and then turned onto his property and pulled all the way up to his front door. And then the man got out the car and said, "Howdy, neighbor. My name is Bob, and I'm here to welcome you to the neighborhood. I know you're new in town, and I just wanted to be the first one to come and welcome you to the neighborhood." And the farmer said, "Well, that's nice of you. Nobody has come by and said anything to me since I've moved here. Nobody has mentioned, have welcomed me to the neighborhood or anything like that. So I really appreciate your kindness and welcome me to the neighborhood." And Bob said, "Yes, and I want to have a party at my house in your honor. It's going to be some drinking and some eating, and it's going to be some fucking and some fighting. Oh, it's going to be a wang-dang-doodle of a party, and we'll have all kind of entertainment for you. It's going to be a grand time." And the farmer said, "Well, it sounds like it'll be a really good time. So what's the dress code? Because I don't want to come and be be inappropriately dressed." And the farmer said, "Oh, well, it really doesn't matter. Just as long as you show up around 7 or 8 o'clock in the evening." And the farmer said, "Oh, okay, that sounds good. I was going to ask you what time would be a good time." And he said, "Oh, you can come anytime after 6 o'clock after you finish working on your farm. Anytime after 6 o'clock would be good for you." And he said, "Okay, that's great. So I want to make sure I'm appropriately dressed. So what's the dress code?" And Bob said, "Oh, it really doesn't matter what you're wearing, because it's just going to be me and you at the party." Oh, I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. Woo. Yeah. All right. There were three animals that walked into a restaurant and sat down at the table. And the waitress came over and asked them if she could take their order. And the lion said, "Sure, you can take my order. I'll have a chocolate shake." And the waitress wrote it down, one chocolate shake. And then she went to the other animal. It was a duck. And she said, "What would you like to eat?" And the duck said, "I'll have a bologna and cheese sandwich." And she wrote it down, one bologna and cheese sandwich. "And what about you, chicken?" And the chicken said, "I'll have a grilled cheese sandwich." And the waitress said, "Okay, one grilled cheese sandwich." And then she walked over back to the lion and she said, "Are you sure you don't want something to eat?" And the chicken said, "Hey, lady, stay in your lane. If he was hungry, do you think we would be here now? Come on now." Woo. I'm G-Money. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. All right. There was a man sitting in the bar. And he was laying across table, and the bartender went over and took his drink from him and said, "I think this man has had too much to drink." And he walked back to the bar and put his drink up in the dishwasher. And Then he told the man got up and he walked out the door and he was drunk and he was tripping as he was walking down the sidewalk. He was stumbling and he kept getting up and he was stumbling down the street and he got to the corner and he turned the corner and he was walking in the middle of the street and he passed the graveyard and he walked into the graveyard and he was walking through the streets in the graveyard and he kind of got lost and he went down a row with a lot of graves and he fell in to one of the graves. And he was sitting in there, and he was like 6 feet down, so he couldn't climb out of the grave. He was calling for help. Oh, I'm so cold. Help me. Help me. Somebody help me. And I'm so cold. And then it started raining, and he was getting wet. And he was standing in the big hole, and he was trying to crawl out of the hole, trying to crawl on the side of the grave and trying to pull himself up, and he couldn't get a grip because the soil was just collapsing under his hands and his feet. And he was calling for help, and he was saying, oh, I'm so cold. I need some help. Somebody help me. And there was another man that had left the bar, and he was walking down the street, and he got to the corner, and he turned the corner. And when he was walking down the street, he heard the man screaming for help, and he walked into the graveyard, and he walked up and down the aisles of the graves. And he came upon the plot where the man was inside the grave. And he was like, what are you doing down there? And the man is like, oh, I'm so cold. I need some help. Help me. Help me. I'm so cold. And the man said, well, the reason you're cold is because you kicked all your dirt off. I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and if you didn't know, now you know. All right. Well, it's time for us to tell a story. I wrote a story for the listening audience. So sit back, put your feet up, put your head back, and relax, and maybe you can get some snacks. Get some popcorn or some peanuts or even some potato chips that you can eat while you listen to my story, because my story should be educational, it should be inspirational, and it should be very entertaining. So sit back, put your head back, put your feet up, and maybe if you get something to drink, you can have something to drink while you listen to my story. And I hope you enjoy this story that I'm telling you. All right, DJ Papa D, can you play the story that I recorded for the listening audience? And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. I started playing sports in my elementary school. I went to a Catholic elementary school from first to the eighth grade. And when I turned 8 years old, when I was in the third grade, I was eligible to play in the sports program at my Catholic elementary school. And I signed up to play flag football. So I learned all about playing flag
at St. Anselm Catholic Elementary School. I played the first year, and everybody wore a flag. And the flags was a belt that connected in the front, and it had flags on each side and then one on the butt. And if they wanted to pull your flag, they would pull the flag and the whole belt would come up, and that would end the play. The referees would blow the whistle, and that would end the play. So they would pull the flag. It was like making a tackle. They would pull the flag, and that would be the end of the play. So in my Catholic elementary school, starting in the third grade, I played every year. And every year, everybody on the team got a set of flags to wear, and they wore the flags throughout the whole game. They played with a set of flags that they put on, and they clipped them on. And then if they got the ball and somebody wanted to snatch their flag, they would just pull the flag that was either on either side of them or a flag hanging off of their butt. And they would pull the flag, and that would end the play. And the referees would blow the whistle. Now, when I got to the fourth grade, I started playing football at the YMCA. And the YMCA flag football was a little different. It was a seven-man team, just like when I was playing in the Catholic school league. It was a seven-man team playing against seven players. But in the YMCA, it was a seven-man team, but only four of the players got to wear a flag. The other three players were ineligible, which means they weren't able to catch any passes or they weren't able to run any plays with the football. They were mostly blockers on the offensive line. Or if they played on defense, then they could pull the flag of the person that was running the ball. But if they caught a pass, an interception, they could run the ball. But if they had a flag, they would get the flags pulled, and that would end the play. Or if they were running the ball and they didn't have a flag on, then they would get two hits on the side. It was like touch football. They would touch you on the side with two hands, and the referee would blow the whistle and stop the game. So I learned that if you were playing at the YMCA, it was always good to be a player that wore a flag. And they had a flag that was a belt that you wore, and then it had the Velcro flaps on the side of the belt, and the flag had a Velcro at the top of the flag that snapped onto the belt. So if you were running the ball or if you had caught a pass, when they pulled on the flag would come off, and that would stop the play. That's how you knew that the play was over, because somebody would snatch your flag and the referees would blow the whistle. So that's how I learned to play flag football. I played in the Catholic school league with my elementary school, and everybody wore a flag, and then when they pulled your flag off, then the play stopped. And when I played in the YMCA, every time they pulled your flag, the flag Velcro would pull off, and that would stop the play. But both the Catholic school, elementary school team, and the school, the team at the YMCA, they were both seven-man teams that played on the field. It would be seven players. And in the YMCA, four of the players would have a flag that had the Velcro on it that you would just pull the flag off, and that would stop the play. And it was two receivers, one receiver on each side of two guards and a center. So there were three players in the center of the line, and then there was a player at the end of each side of the line that wore a flag. And then the quarterback had a flag. That was three flags. And then a running back was in the backfield, and he had a flag. So those four players were the eligible players that could receive passes, or they could run handoffs, or they could run the ball. They made them eligible to be have their flag pulled, and that's what made them eligible receivers. So I played in the YMCA all the way up until the eighth grade, and I played every Saturday in the YMCA. And we had a real good team. I always played as a receiver or a running back. I always had a flag. So I was really good in flag football. As I got older, I really started to understand the strategies of playing flag football. And I also played in the Catholic school, elementary school team from the third grade all the way to the eighth grade. I played on the Catholic school team, and we always had everybody wore a flag, and everybody was eligible to run out for passes or to receive a handoff and run the ball because everybody wore a flag. So everybody was eligible in that game. And I learned the strategies of playing flag football when everybody was eligible. So that's how I learned to play the game of football. But in the eighth grade, kids in my neighborhood decided that they wanted to play tackle football. And we got together, a group of kids in my neighborhood, and we decided that we were going to form a team, and we were going to go to the park in Englewood. We were going to go to Sentinella Park, and we were going to play tackle football. And we had asked two of the fathers in our neighborhood to be the coaches, because both of the fathers had played football at USC University. So they were good football players, and they had used to always tell us stories about games that they played in when they were in college. So as my friends got older and we got to about the eighth grade, we were like 13 or 14 years old. We all got together, and we decided that we were going to play. We were going to form our own team, and we were going to go to the park and play tackle football. And we went to the park to sign up to play tackle football, and we found out that they had a football league at the park already. And they had different age groups that you could sign up and join an age group that had a tackle football team. And they already had coaches and everything signed up at the park. So all we had to do was sign up and join a team. And then we had to start going to the park and practicing with the players and the coaches that were already assigned to coaching the team. So we decided that we would go to Sentinella Park, which is in Inglewood, and they had a team for my age group that was called the Sentinel Inglewood Redskins.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
MG Money, the Pimp Comic. And I want to talk about basketball. It's basketball season, and it's time to follow G Money's picks on the basketball, the NBA, the WNBA, and college basketball. I'm going to see if I can pick a winner. So if you follow G Money Sports Report, you will be able to find out who's winning in the basketball game throughout the basketball season. So follow G Money and see if you can pick a winner, because I'm going to be in it to win it.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Las Vegas and everybody around the world, this is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome everybody to Thursday's radio show. And welcome to Gregory's Stories. Well, I need to check in with the time check, but I think the clock on the wall says that's all. It's time for us to shut the show down and get ready for Friday's show. And before we go, though, I need to acknowledge all of the birthdays of the fan club members, my friends, and the followers of the radio show. So, DJ Papa D, do we have any fans or followers of the show that are celebrating their birthday today on May 4th, 2023?
Put another candle on my birthday cake. We're gonna bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today. I'm gonna have a party with my birthday cake.
All right, here are the birthdays for today. May 4th, 2023. Happy birthday to Courtney Glass. Happy birthday to Nikki Nicole Pretty Poodle. Happy birthday to Maria Lawson. Happy birthday to Candy J. Happy birthday to Paparazzi Harris. Happy birthday to Devin Graham. Happy birthday to Colin Sia Taylor. And last but not least, happy birthday to Mr. Chad Flanagan. May he rest in peace. That's it for the birthdays for today. So we want to wish everyone a happy birthday who's celebrating their birthday today, May 4th, 2023.
Well, all right. To everybody that's celebrating their birthday today, and may the force be with you. Let me get hip so that I'm not behind the times. All right. Well, we're celebrating the 4th of May today for everybody that's celebrating their birthday on the 4th. It's an exciting day, and they have a lot of people that are giving recognition to the 4th of May. So we want to wish everybody a celebration and a happy day to celebrate your birthday, because today is your special day. And I want to say that God is blessing you to be alive and kicking on this day. And I know you're giving praise to the Lord and Savior for dying on the cross for us to be alive and be able to enjoy these days that we're celebrating our birthdays on. So without further ado, I want to sing a birthday song for you. And my birthday song goes like this. Hold on one second. Okay, now the birthday song goes like this. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. And may you have many, many, many more. Have a good day today and a better day tomorrow. And may you have the glory of God in your life. And may Jesus Christ give you all of the glory that you deserve. Today on your birthday, amen. Happy birthday to everybody, and may you have gracious and glorious birthday today around your family and your friends, and may they come together and give you a glorious dinner party or a dancing celebration for your birthday, and may the force be with you. I wasn't trying to be cool like everybody. All right, so without further ado, I want to say, let us pray. Talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that it says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus. Since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil who
and what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God on high. Amen.
Joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at
bigmouthgvgpromotions@gmail.com.
If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at
bigmouthgvgpromotions@gmail.com.
If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at
bigmouthgvgpromotions@gmail.com.
Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.